أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم صدق الله العظيم. Inshallah, we intend discussing Surah Hujurat. Surah Hujurat appears in the 26th juz of the Quran. It was a surah that was revealed in Medina Munawwara. Hujurat is the plural of the word Hujara, and Hujara refers to an apartment. In this situation, direct indication of the houses of the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned in the ayat of the Quran. For one of the incidents that will be discussed had taken place at the houses of the Azwaj of the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The surah was revealed after the Hijrah on the 9th, in the 9th year of Hijri. This was the time when people from out of Madinah Munawwara were coming in large groups, in droves, to become Muslims at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it was revealed just prior to the demise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights to us the importance of etiquette, respect. And we will see that this is the general theme of this entire surah. That if we have to abide and bring into ourselves these divine prescriptions of etiquette within ourselves, then this will give birth to a harmonious, peaceful, pious society. And the contrary and the flip side of it, if a person does not adhere to simple things of etiquette and adab, then this can bring discord, arguments, quarreling between people. So one is the etiquette with regards to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But also discussed in the surah is etiquette with interpersonal relations with people around us in society. In the first verse of the Quran of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers and says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O those that have brought iman. This, our ustad used to explain to us that this is an address of love from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with iman, and we are believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us with this quality, that O those who have brought iman. But it's a favor from Allah. So it's an address of love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing us with this quality of iman. لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله. Do not advance before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not proceed before Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and have taqwa and be fully conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The backdrop to the revelation of this ayah, the reason for the revelation of these opening verses of Surah Hujurat, a delegation of Banu Tamim had come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had requested Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to appoint a Amir from the tribe. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in deliberation, he was in very deep thought of who should he appoint as the leader of Banu Tamim. In this train of thought, while he is busy, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu suggested one person and he gave a name. Umar radiallahu anhu thought of another person and he gave a contrary opinion and a rai. Now this was before explicit direct permission from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and their voices had been risen in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, number one. And number two, that they had proposed suggestions before the permission from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is, لا تقدموا بين يدي الله. Do not proceed, do not move ahead before Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, what is meant by do not proceed before Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because the maf'ul we would call, or the action is not mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves it general. It's not got to do with, it's not limited to speech or to action. Rather, it is general. It applies to all aspects. That do not even eat before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you partake in of a meal with him in his presence, he should eat of the meal first. So this is how Sahaba radiallahu anhum exemplified this ayah. That after the revelation of this ayah, Sahaba radiallahu anhum would not walk ahead of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would not sit down before he would take a seat. They would not eat, they would not suggest anything before permission from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this ayah is direct with regards to respect to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, we find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself and Sahaba radiallahu anhum have extended the application of this ayah. That this is not restricted to just permission from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day Abu Darda radiallahu anhu is a Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is walking ahead of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the moment he sees this, he tells Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, أَتَمْشِ مَنْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنْكَ. Do you walk in front of a person who is better than you? فَإِنَّ أَبَا بَكْرٍ خَيْرُ مَنْ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ أَوْ غَرُبَتْ. Don't walk in front of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Show respect for him. He's the best of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He's the best after the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Walk behind him. So the application of this respect is not only to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It can be applied to the seniors of society, to the scholars of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Samura bin Jundub radiallahu anhu, he says that kuntu ghulaman fi ahdi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was a youngster in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of which fakuntu ahfadu anhu. My memory was very fresh and I would absorb a lot. I used to learn a lot of things in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَمَا يَمْنَعُنِي مِنَ الْقَوْلِ هَاهُنَا إِلَّا. The only thing that would prevent me from speaking in the presence of the other Sahaba radiallahu anhum was in that majlis there would be رِجَالًا هُمْ أَسَنُّ مِنِّي. There would be presence of Sahaba that were senior to me in age. Although I had more knowledge, but there were people who were elder and senior to me. So because of that, I would hold a very high level of respect and I would not speak in the presence of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Now respect in front of the scholars and the deen, of the deen, ulama, mashayikh. Amazing incident of recent past, Mufti Mahmud al-Hasan Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, famous to South Africa, buried also in South African soil. So he says himself, his own incident, once he was, or rather his khuddam, khulafa, who were with him in Medina Munawwara, he was sitting with Sheikh Muhammad Awama, hafizahullah, who is still alive. They were sitting in the haram of Medina Munawwara, discussing some aspect of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from one salah to the next salah. Time of salah had come. So the disciples of Hazrat Mufti Sahib said, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, do we need to take you for wudu? Do you have any need for wudu? So he says, no. كَيْفَ أُجَالِسُ هَذَا الشَّيْخ وَعَنَا عَلَى غَيْرِ wudu. How can I sit in the presence of this alim and I don't have wudu? I can't even sit in his presence if I don't have wudu. So this is how this ayah has been exemplified to us by Sahaba radiallahu anhum and by the pious of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions, after do not proceed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. That how do you attain this level of respect? If you have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are fully conscious of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is aware of my every action. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Verily Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is sami'un. He hears your every speech. So therefore do not say anything before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is alimun. He is fully aware of your actions. Therefore do not do anything before the explicit permission of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore in the last two attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sami'un and alimun, Do we understand that the ayah is very general in its application? It applies to the speech and action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and the tawfiq to bring within us etiquette and respect for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the scholars of the deen and the seniors. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.